Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 21 about salvaging. It was taught similarly in a Brisa. If a cask of Truma wine broke in the upper vat of a wine press and beneath it, the lower reservoir of the wine press, there are 100 or more measures of Tamei Chulin wine, so that if the Truma flows in becomes Tamei, it will be nullified. Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara will shortly ask that it should read that he agrees with Rabbi Elazar. See the notes. But the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that if one is able to salvage even one revius of the Truma in a state of Tahara by capturing it in a Tahar vessel before it flows into the reservoir, he must salvage it. But if one is not able to salvage a revius of Truma in a state of Tahara, if he has no Tahar vessel available, the Truma should be allowed to flow down into the reservoir and be contaminated automatically, and one should not contaminate it with his own hand by capturing it in a tummy vessel before it mixes with the chulin. The 2 points to think about is salvaging and contaminating. In our own lives, in our own culture, in our own society around us, it's so easy to see so much craziness and so much things that could contaminate our mind, contaminate our ears, and contaminate our lives. But in the end, there are ways to salvage it, to salvage our lives, to salvage our surroundings, to salvage our own dalad by dalad amos, our own lives. What we could do is we could make sure to read those Jewish books. We could make sure to listen to that Jewish music and to be involved in a Jewish life. Even though so many elements, so much culture, so much society wants to contaminate us around us, there are ways to filter it out. There are ways to salvage it within our own lives. Many years ago, we made the decision to try to switch over to Jewish music, especially a Jewish guy singing. And then a couple of years ago, we also tried to switch over to reading the Jewish novels, mystery, suspense, and thriller, and the like, and in general just trying to focus on Jewish elements and the like. So there are ways to salvage it, there are ways to go about it, and within our own lives we could salvage many different things, especially if we want to figure out how to bring things down. You know, there are so many elements. You know, any kid's game or any kid's idea, kid's book, even if you like an I Spy, there could be a Hanukkah version. If you like I Spy, there's also the Jewish Chai Spy. There's Jewish elements to different things, there are Jewish spins on different things. We could do such in our own lives to salvage those elements. You might see a good idea or hear of a good concept from secular culture. How can we take what could be contaminated out there and bring it and salvage it back within our own lives? Bring it in a Jewish way. There's always a way to salvage things, just as the Gemara talks about contaminants, but then talking about salvage it. So too in our lives, there are ways to salvage things, there are ways to go about things, and there are ways to twist things into a Jewish turn, a Jewish aspect, and to spin it into a Jewish way within our own days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 22 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.